I'm ecstatic. I feel the magic. Everlasting. I think that you are meant to be alive on this very night. With me, I see it clearly. The dream you hear about, you never truly think it's realistic till it blows your mind. I never thought I could understand how it's such a need, and now I finally see. Don't go leaving, cause loving you's the only thing that ever really touched my soul. I'm protected of my blessings, glad I kept it. I never really thought about the future till I saw my life. I think it's perfect, it's so very worth it. And now I know that love is
everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Tony and Kai Show. I hope that everyone is able to get into the room tonight, into the chat room and everything. We are having a little tiny bit of technical difficulties trying to adjust to the new settings of Blog Talk Radio. Essence says everything's up. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just hoping that everything's up. Essence is in the chat room, so I'm hoping that my co-host will be able to get there, and everything will run smoothly. It is April 6th. It is Wednesday. It is a nice, kind of chilly day here in Virginia. We went for a walk this morning. It was nice. Just put a sweater on, you know, pretty cool. Pretty cool weather versus what we got back home. So I'm not going to complain in one little bit about the weather that we had here today. And as always, we hope that, you know, wherever you are, that you too are blessed and enjoying your day wherever you are, and that you're smiling and in a wonderful mood. In a few, in about 10 minutes, we are going to bring on our guest of the day, poet DJ Davis, and we're going to talk about his book of poetry and get to know him a little bit better. And, hon, you there yet?
I'm here. I'm here. I just can't get on the page. Go figure.
I X out of the other one. So, did you enter?
It's okay. It's all good.
I know. You'll get
it's
there.
It's all good.
You'll get
That's
there.
Right. I'll get there. I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. Hun,
yeah.
Stop
I'll
that.
There. I'll be there. I will be
so
there.
I want to make sure, yesterday I last minute jumped on our girl, Lisa Perry's show. That girl is a hot mess, crazy, but I love her. I thank Donna for getting us in touch with her. Lisa is a hot mess, but, you know, she is exactly what she says she is. She don't make no qualms about it. And last minute, she invited me to come on the show. We talked about identity theft, and I got to talk about the contest with the beautiful book. So thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much. What did you think of the show last night, babe?
I like that show. I liked it. Lisa's doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing. I mean, she is up in the ranks trying to make sure stuff gets covered from every angle. So you can't hate on her. Cannot hate on her. The girl's doing her thing, you know? I'm loving it. It's always a blessing when she comes by the show and she tries to bless us with her presence and be supportive. So, you know, more power to her. Much love from Tony and Kai show, you know, doing her thing.
Yeah,
she had a really good show on yesterday, and that show basically was what was needed because she basically covered some stuff that was out there about identity theft. So.
Yeah, it's funny because then when we went to the bank today, they did the things that we were talking about that they need to do as far as, you know, making sure that people are who they are and stuff like that. We're definitely going to have to piggyback on Lisa's show and do one of our own next month or the month after. Definitely a topic that needs to be hit. But
yeah, it does.
Speaking of the beautiful book contest, today is the 6th. If you have not entered, there are 2 more days left to enter. Yesterday, she talked about it, and we got some entries yesterday. Elizabeth, who's in the chat room, she gave us, oh, my goodness, such a good idea that hadn't even been touched. We had gotten 2 so far that we were like, these are neck and neck. Like, everyone else is kind of on the same, most people are kind of saying the same things, and we got 1 or 2 that were like, wow, we didn't think about that. And then Liz went, like, totally out there, like, okay, well,
yeah,
how am I even going to put
she
that
did.
Into the story? And I didn't tell you, babe, she sent another one, because she was talking about 2 things last night in the show. And she only put 1 in the email, but I was like, no, you gotta tell me what else you were talking about. So she sent that one today, or last night, but I just read it today, one or the other. So I have to show you that one, too. Liz.
Okay. Listen to me carefully, Liz. Listen to me carefully. I'm editing this stuff. I done already did chapters that didn't have to do with that envelope, okay? This woman's on pins and needles rewriting this thing. So, I mean, you came with it, girl. You came with it.
She did.
Just don't make it too complicated for me to have to edit. You know what I'm saying, Liz? You coming up with all of these ideas and they're off the chain. They're off the chain. You another one doing your thing. But,
yeah, she definitely was. I just want to say to anyone who wants to enter, you have today, tomorrow, and Friday. Friday is the last day to enter. Saturday we will be reviewing, and then we will probably spend the next week reviewing the entries and seeing which one will fit into the story without doing too much of a rewrite, and then which ideas maybe we can even put into a future book, you know, or something like that. Totally loved her ideas. If you would like to enter, you can go to www, and I just posted it totally wrong in the chat room, so don't even try to click on it because I put four W's instead of three. But it's www.authoraUTHOR KIEXIZA Rodriguez, Rodriguez, Rodriguez.webly.com, W-E-E-B-L-Y. So, you know, check that out. Oh, my baby made it into the room. Or you can check me out on Facebook. And the link is on my page. I have a note set up for it. So in our Tony and Kai group on Facebook, there's a link for it. Also, you can check there. Make sure that you check out our the Diamond Star Entertainment also website, which is wix.com/DiamondStarENT/home. And check that out as well. There's a link there for the contest. You can also see some of the other authors and poets and businesses that we've worked with. Links to their websites are there. You can check the schedule for the Tony and Kai Blog Talk Radio Show. There's a Blog Talk Radio Show page. You can see what discussions we're talking about, what other authors and businesses we're talking to this month. If you're interested in being on the show and getting your business or your book or music or whatever promoted on the website, there's links to show you, to tell you how much we charge and all that type of stuff on the website. So, you know, keep in touch. See what we're doing. Let us promote you. Let us, you know, do what we do best for you. And keep coming back and listening to the shows. We love you, and we thank for all of your support. Tony?
Yes?
See, my co-host goes quiet on me.
He does, because, see, your co-host is trying to multitask here, okay? I'm trying to do a thing, and you was holding it down for a second. You know, so I just figured I'd let you hold it down, you know? You know, I'm just loving on. I was just loving on you for a moment. That's all. You know, just loving on you for a moment. You know, I love you.
Yeah. I love you. I love you too, hon. I love you too. Definitely, if you are not a member of our Facebook group, I'm going to post the link for that. I can't tell it to you because, you know, Facebook has it where it's like facebook.com/this/that/all of this stuff. But if you look up either Tony Wade on Facebook, or if you search KIEXA, I'm the only KIEXA. So if you search KIEXA, actually, if you put in Tony and Kai, it should come up. Tony, the letter N, and K-I-E. Our group actually should be an option that comes up for you, those that are listening on the phone or listening via the computer but not, are not actually logged into the chat room. We should come up, and then you can actually click and join the group that way as well. So I think our guest is on, so we can, anything else that you want to say before we get to our guest on?
No, I'm pretty excited, pretty stoked, you know, things are what they are, you know, and I'm enjoying the day. We had a beautiful day. I got my exercise in. I'm going to be tired as I'll get up in a few, but that's okay.
we definitely went for a long walk.
And we got some business taking. got some business taken care of in the process, so I'm good. I'm satisfied for
today. Yes, definitely. All those that we said we were going to be taking care of some stuff this week, those of you that are waiting to do things with us, and I said we were going to be taking care of some business, we got that taken care of today. So without further ado, DJ, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, sir. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, Kia. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I'm excited. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Yeah, I'm busy. Like I said, I was running around all day. The last minute got you guys that information. I probably got in maybe 10 minutes before the show started. So.
Wow.
That's okay. It happens like that sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I know. It happens like that. Hey, Kai.
Yes.
Kai. You know what?
Yeah. What?
That's the way we do things too, ain't it? That's the way we roll.
Yeah.
That's the way we roll. That's spontaneous. Always on the go. Always on the go. Gotta try to find ways to make time.
Yeah, true that. Gotta do it when we can do it. So
So, DJ, so, what's been happening, dude?
Well, right now I've been working overnight, you know, to get things together for the book. The book should be coming out, like, late May. I have we're going through, like, our second edits right now, preparing to do some things in Atlanta in June, and preparing for the Harlem Book Festival in Harlem, New York. So that's about mid-July. So I think it's like July 10th or whatnot. So definitely doing some big things and whatnot. Definitely anticipating and very anxious to get this major run out of the book. My website is up, but it's still in the process of being finished. So if people have me on Facebook or Twitter, I definitely keep them posted on every single move, whether it's an edit, whether it's any type of progress going on with the book. That's definitely a way to find out.
All right. So, y'all, for those who are tuned in the chat room or on the radio and those who are listening, just a pinch of history, but this brother is on the grind. He's doing his thing. He's got his fingers in, like, a little bit of everything, and he's just trying to hold it down. I was excited because I saw him. You know how you get those people that you befriend on Facebook, but then you don't talk to them for, like, a year or two? You they're on your page, but you just aren't talking to them. Well, I decided to scroll through, and I saw him, and it's like, wow, I haven't even talked to this guy. So I got in touch with him, and I told him, Kai and I just had a business conversation, and it was like, we need some interesting people for the show. So I got in touch with him. I called him, and we had a great conversation. DJ has become a really big friend of mine. On Facebook, we talk on the phone now. This brother is on the grind. He's a supportive brother, so he supports what he knows. You know, what needs supporting and he can be a part of, that's what he does. He also is running his own thing, plus he's working for someone else. Plus he's writing, you know, plus he's backing up artists. He's doing his thing, y'all. And I mean, he might seem quiet. You may not know the name, but by the time he's done, y'all gonna know who he is. Y'all gonna know. For those that don't know, y'all will know who he is because he's trying to make his mark in the world and do his thing. So I had to give him much respect and much props for that. There's a lot of people out there with a lot of lip service, but they're not doing anything. And he's out there trying. And he stayed on me and Kai. Me and Kai, he stayed on us. He made sure we were on our thing. We were on our cues with the show and everything. And, you know, I mean, we appreciated DJ. We do our thing. We can do our thing. We're good at it. But we appreciate you, you know, keeping in touch and doing what needed to be done to help us out, you know. And we appreciate that. But, y'all, this brother's doing his thing. He's trailing he's trailblazing his own path. So, at this point, I need you to talk to us about what it is that you're actually into, DJ. What is it that you're actually doing? Let the people know. For those that may not know you, What is it that you actually are doing? I mean, give the whole synopsis for me. I need to know. I want these people to know just who DJ is.
Okay, basically, let's start from the beginning. If you want to know exiting everything that's going on, I actually started writing when I was 13. Back when, you know, I was back in middle school, didn't like poetry, and you know, come to find out now, it's one of my favorite things to do. My first love wrote me a poem. I wrote one back. She liked it, and, you know, it just spread like wildfire. You know, you take one letter, she shows all her friends. It just spread like wildfire. And then I looked at it as being not only something I can do as far as expressing myself, but to something that another way I can get things off my chest. So some people, you know, they, you know, draw or whatever. I write. And then I put together 10 of my best poems and put together that and sold for $5 a copy and sold them out in 25 minutes at 15.
Wow.
So no drug dealing background, nothing like that. But and this was someone that was suggested to me, like, you should put a book together. And me at that time was still in the shell, still trying to find myself, but was encouraged by other people. I would just give them a piece to just read and see what they thought about it, just their opinion. And whether they liked it, well, you should do this, you should do that. And at the same time, I was learning what the proper structure was as far as writing poetry. how I do haikus, how I do narrative poems, and, you know, onomatopoeias, the different terms and things you can do as far as writing poetry. In my freshman year of high school, I learned on that very thing of how to do that. And I want to give a shout out to Ryan Dare. He's not no longer at my old high school, but he challenged me. He said, well, you have to learn how to write different styles of writing, because I was, quote unquote, doing freehand, you know, just writing what came on my chest and just wrote it down. He's like, if you want to be a great writer, you have to learn these different structures. And that's what definitely helped me out. So
wow.
I was going into later high school. Dr. Kosecki, because I'm a grad at St. Rita High School. Oh, for those that don't know, I'm from Chicago, Illinois, so Windy City. So he definitely got me into writing the poetry contest, and we had a group that was called the Magnificent Seven, and, you know, we were just all a group of guys that was interested in poetry, and we just meet, just to meet. It wasn't even really like a club, but that's how the school newspaper, the reading, took it as, and it, we were fine with it. We would just meet and discuss our poetry and break it all down in a structure like, well, what did you think about this? And it definitely was a big thing, and it helped me get into with all the things that I was doing between that and writing with the book and getting into the contest, I was able to get accepted into Columbia College Chicago, so which is where I'll be returning next month as well,
okay,
as a music business and a poetry major.
Wow. All right. All right. Now tell us a little bit about this book.
Okay. Well, like I said, I started writing it at 15. I published it myself at 21 through my own publishing company, Bear Breaking Publishing. Definitely the book is, it isn't just one topic. You know, a lot of people go through a lot of things. You know, you grow up, when you're young, you go through various different things, love, relationships, you know, faith, and just various different things. And this book will take you through that journey all over again. It really will.
Okay.
From the first time you see that special someone, to the time you guys have a first fight, to, you know, making up, to, you know, everything. Relationships, going through the ups and downs of that, going through the ups and downs, the highs of finding faith, losing faith, regaining it, you know, dedicating things to the actual people that have affected me in my life. And it definitely is an easy read. It's an easy read. You know how some poetry you read, it's like, it's too poetic, I don't understand it. This is, you can see the poetry and the elements in it. It can be taught. And at the same sense, it's an easy read where it's not too much overbearing. We're like, this is too much poetry. No, it's from the heart. You can understand it. It's not too much. You can say rhyme, this, the exact structure. But you can see the rhyme in it. And I just wrote it. And I definitely appreciate it. Definitely thank God for keeping me inspired as far as to write the book. Because at one time, I didn't think I was going to finish it, and questioned it when I was 18, when I think I hit the delete button, and I think my whole everything just got deleted, and I was writing on a Macintosh, going to high school. I think I was working at that time. I was staying up writing on this book till 3 in the morning, and then getting up to go to school at 8.
Wow.
Every day, and going to church on Sunday at 10:30. So that's how busy I was at 18. So
wow,
it's been
wow
on topic. So like when I work, because I work overnight, that wasn't a real big thing because I was staying up till 3 in the morning anyway. You know, when I was 18, working on a book anyway, and I would be working on stuff with promoting a book from here to calling people as far as like getting it in Braille. So, like, in a couple months, the book will be available in Braille as well. I'm speaking with a gentleman who is the top person for all the schools of the blind throughout the country. So he's real excited about the book. Once it gets approved by him, the book can be accessible through all the books, schools of the blind throughout the country. So
wow.
I'm speaking with other various colleges and high schools, not just in Chicago, but throughout the country. Morehouse College, their bookstores, waiting on it. They've been waiting on it. My college has already approved the book as far as being in their bookstore. I have to be a national known author to be put into their school curriculum, which is what I'm in the progress of doing. There's people that's throughout the country from, you know, and even out the country, even in Alaska, what I've recently heard, people are interested in getting a book. So I'm definitely excited about that. I'm definitely ready to get the book to them as soon as possible. So I'm very anxious and just thanking God to, you know, the opportunity for the gates to open. So.
Wow. See, that's impressive when you start talking Braille. I mean, a lot of us, we don't think about that. You know, it's more like, okay, let me get this book done. Okay, now let me get it out for sale. We don't think about the Braille part of it all, you know, about those that could benefit from that. So that's impressive in itself. Go ahead.
No, I was saying just in general, I was just sitting down one day and said, you know, maybe this could be in Braille. So I always think outside the box and think outside of that box. And I think that, you know, when I was thinking about how do I write and who I affect and, you know, you think about what market, you know, you want your book will really fall into. And I was just thinking about when I write, you know, I write with my heart and I really, my mind, my imagination is just, you know, out there and just a beautiful thing. And I was just deciding, like, why couldn't somebody in Braille, you know, they could probably see it deeper than someone that could see it, if I may say, you know, to really be able to feel and really absorb, you know, a person's words. Some people would say, okay, that's nice, that's, you know, and just leave it in and throwing it back. But if someone just constantly reads over something, you get a little bit more than you did the first two times you read it. So yeah. I think that was just an opportunity that I had to take. I didn't have a choice of it because I knew, I think of people that, or what if I didn't have that? Or if you see someone that doesn't have, if you're able to give, why not give? You know,
right.
Because if you're in that position, you would want somebody to give, right? So
exactly.
Give. I mean, perfectly that, I don't know, God told me like a long time ago, like, if you can't receive a blessing without being a blessing to someone else. You know, and if you want to give wholeheartedly like he gives to us. And the first wholehearted position that he gave us was, okay, I'm going to let you wake up this morning. And, you know, it's your choice whether you want to stay in the house and just be a couch potato, or do you want to go out and chase after your dreams, or do you want to work for someone else, or do you want to, you know, while working for yourself, chase after your dream and then go off and, you know, pursue that dream. You can't blame someone else and say, oh, well, his job isn't treating me right. Well, you can always create your own job, start your own business, just find out how to do it. So,
wow. Everybody out there who's listening in, if you have any questions at all, any comments you feel to make, the number is 646-381-4964. You're on live with Kai and Tony. Actually, it's the Tony and Kai show, but I give my baby all credit because she's a sweetheart and I love her dearly.
If you're a mess, if you're listening, make sure you hit the number one so that we know that you actually want to talk, because that's when you hit that number one, it lets us know that you actually want to talk. Otherwise, just, you know, keep listening. That's totally fine that you're listening by phone. We thank you for your support. Now, DJ, what did you find what was the most difficult and what was the most rewarding part of your journey from taking your poems that you've been writing all these years and putting them into book form?
The most difficult part was finding out what I was going to put in the book, because I had written so much over that course of time. Finding out the right structure on what poems to put in there, what order to put into them, how I wanted to, not only that, but was this too much or too long, and, you know, how many, what was the cutoff point? Can I stop? Do I stop at 50 or do I stop at 100 or 200? You know, so I end up stopping at about 100 pieces, 100 poems. And another thing is to show you how outside my mind is. At 18, I took my whole book because this book was supposed to be done so many different times, but so many setbacks, but I'm glad at where I am now. I took my whole book, literally my whole book, and I had three walls, and the other wall was like brick because it was in a basement apartment. I took my whole book and put it on the wall, page by page, and just
wow.
That's how it would work. Like, I'll be still typing a book, but I would go around and just see, it's okay, it's that piece I want to. It wouldn't be necessarily in the order. It would just be thrown on the wall. And mm-hmm. I would just see that that's how. And I got, it was so much, I don't know, I just got this peace inside of me when I did that. And just even thinking about it, it just, I don't know. I can't really even describe it. It was just a moment that I had that I was like, yeah, okay. Well, this is how it's going to go. So I have my mother coming in like, what is going on in here?
I was going to say that sounds like some CSI mess right there.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, what is going on in here? I'm working. I'm working. This is what I'm doing. So I have my desk, like you see at Office Max with the you know, the circle, and you got your, you know, where you can put your monitor down there and everything like that. So I was definitely working. I mean, every time I move, I have, like, at least a garbage bag full of papers and notebooks upon notebooks of portraits I haven't even published yet. So, and I have to keep them all with me because I don't know which ones I've put out yet. I have a notebook that's in front of me that I've had written in. I've had since I was 18. And, of course, by that time, the colors have turned different colors, but it's from white to kind of like a grayish type of deal, but you can still read it. So I was a five-subject notebook. I mean, I used to take this book. Tell me why I used to do open mics. And because it was like my first time, I would take the whole notebook because I didn't know what I was going to read. And I didn't really have time to really study my material because I'd be at, it's at the same time I'd be at school, so I'd perform like maybe 6 days a week. You know, I'd be, I would be from Tuesday through Sunday performing throughout Chicago. And later on in the summer, I started performing out on the west side to different various spots. Different poetry groups recruited me. CPS, Christian Poet Society, and the Patio Poets definitely opened a lot of doors for me, definitely built my confidence, and it was definitely a right move to make, and I'm glad I did it. So,
well, speaking of open mic, Trey and I really would like to hear you recite like two or three, if you don't mind.
Oh, it's not a problem.
Okay, well, we'll take one now.
Okay, you want one right now?
I want one right now. If you got one off the top, that's cool. That's cool.
I got one right now. I got about like three pieces, but if you want one right now, I'll read one right now. Called The Black Woman. Dripping in ebony beauty, with the heart that has absorbed a mother's care, a protective nature that may have you fear her. Underground prizes that men dig for centuries, in search to find out where her worth lies. They think it's in her eyes, consume greatness important to airports of genius, where only she and her sisters roam. Never touched or achieved by any rough hand. Her lips are soft to preserve her gentle side for man. A touch from her can have your blood temperature rise. The sun places out carpet rays that exhale her greatness. Even when she doesn't move at all, look down to a lower part of her body, down the alignment of perfection, the very part of her body that holds her up and allows her existence to be rewritten in history every time that she walks. Her love-infested spoken perfume is only contained in her tongue. She holds the weight of the world on her back, even though one time she ruled the world. Her mind is God's incense to the world, purity in the flesh. She is a never-foreseen heaven. She is the Black Woman.
Wow. All right.
That was sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling you on that. Now, how? I know you said that you wrote poem after poem, and you know you hung them on the wall. how difficult is it for you to write? I mean, some people we like to write, but sometimes we have a hard time with it. Did you run into a lot of hard times putting this book together?
Oh yeah. I'm not going to lie and say it just happened. No, it didn't just happen. And I went through a lot of long nights of, you know, getting a writer's block, to being frustrated, to like, I'm just not going to deal with it today. So I listen to a lot of music. I listen to a lot of R&B and sometimes rock, sometimes rap. Depends on my mood. Sometimes just throw on, you know, different various music and just see what comes out. That's what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to say, okay, because I know different people go through different emotions. I don't want you to be like, oh, this is just these just emotions published and now you read them. No, because I knew that it was always someone that needed to hear what I had to say. Not on something to be arrogant or anything like that nature, but I knew someone else is needing to be inspired, needing to be moved forward, needing to be picked up as far as what they may be going through. Because I know a lot of people helped me out through what I was going through. So it would be selfish for me not to show that it's not a bad thing about falling down. It's only bad when you don't try to get up.
Here it is.
It could be 1,000 people holding their hand out to pick you up. I mean, as many people as on the Verizon Wireless commercial to come pick you up. But all you got to do is stand up. It may take some time, but as long as you take that first step and put some effort into it, you know, that's all that counts. No matter who is up against you or what you may think is up against you, just change your mindset, change your destination.
All right. Wow. Well, you're getting some good reviews in the chat room. Elizabeth Thunderberg, she thought it was beautiful, and then my brother Jeff, he wanted me to let you know that he thought it was very nice. So, you know, you got some good reviews going on already just off the chat room.
Oh, let me know, because I'm not actually in front of my computer, so definitely, I definitely send love and support to those in the chat room.
All right.
So.
Now, what's your inspiration for some of your poems? I know that you said your poems are all a wide range of topics. Do you take your poems from your life, or are some of them just, I know with me, when Tony and I write, sometimes, I think we do our best poems in the middle, in the heat of it, and, you know, and sometimes we take from, you know, we saw something on TV, and like, oh, let me try to write about that. Where do you think your best poems come from?
Life. I put mind and soul in whatever I'm going through. That's why when I speak them, they come off so passionately. Because I go back through that moment all over again. Whether it's love, whether it's relationships, whether it's God, I take myself and put myself back into that moment and then exceed from there. So I'm definitely inspired. I can be inspired from a song. I'm always inspired by songs. I used to listen to a lot of, like, old school, a lot of, like, Michael Jackson and Luther Vandross and Barry White and the Temptations and the Shylights, and, you know, all of that is what I grew up on, as well as, you know, my generation of music. But I definitely connected with that because that's what I was grew up on, you know, the record player and whatnot. So I definitely just would sit down. Stevie Wonder, of course. Got to give up to Stevie Wonder. So I would definitely listen to that and just listen. You know, a lot of people just, you know, they on the radio or they just do some R&B and say that's a song. No, a song would be just like, it just hits you every time, just touch your spirit and just stop. I mean, the song Ribbon in the Sky definitely touches me like that every time. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Stevie is good to draw inspiration from. He's very good. I've had to sing a couple of his songs at weddings, and he is inspiring. No matter what he writes, it like gives you it will actually give you an idea on a poem to write. You know, so that's some good inspiration. That's a good person to pull from.
Yeah, what
now
I would pull from. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Nope. Go ahead.
What I would do is I had the double disc. I don't know if you guys had the double disc of Stevie Wonder. I think. Of like some of his greatest hits, and it was like two discs. I just put it in. It'd be kind of funny of figuring out which one to put in, because it didn't matter which disc you put in. You just hit play, and it'd be like 10, 15 tracks on there. And you just write. So you can do that, you definitely have exceeded. And the thing about it is, what I love about some artists that old school, they're not arrogant. You know, if this is what you do, this is what you do. And, you know. No matter what anybody says, it doesn't matter. It's just.
Now, is there anyone in your personal life that inspires you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have a special someone in my life, and she definitely inspires me and definitely keeps me on my toes and over. So definitely, she knows who she is. She definitely inspires me, definitely. So, I mean, the good thing about having someone in your life is that when not even really have someone back to lean back on, because either way you look, you can lean this way, that way. You don't have to really shift because they got you regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and behind that, you got God as a foundation. That's even better. So it seems like you can't really move because you have everything together. So you're going to stand up strong because you have that type of foundation. And on top of that foundation, you have a special someone. And then you have yourself as a backbone. So they're that backbone that supports it all. So there really is no reason. I ain't going to say to not go through anything or complain anything, but you're good. So I'm good.
Yeah. Well,
wow. All right.
Now, threw me for a second. Someone was saying
think about a special
like,
someone.
Yeah, see? Well, Tony knows, you know, and I've had to learn, you know, with my writing and Facebook and social media and, you know, all of that, I've had to learn to write my poems that are of anger and leave them for the book. Or leave them for my personal.
They're
you
not
know,
the ones
good.
That have ever. No, you need to review this. No, they make them. No, not that notebook. That's why I read. Move away from
well,
that.
That was worse than that. I was good for writing and posting on Facebook. You know, making my note. You know, read my new poem, and you know, they. What's wrong with y'all? What happened? Everything okay? Everything? You know, they'd be like, "Babe, why you put me on blast again?" I'm like, "I'm sorry."
Yeah, this in your notes, too, so, like, all your friends going to see it in there. Then on top of that, because it's on Facebook, somebody's going to see it, and they're going to hit the like button and then hit comment right on top of that. So,
yeah,
it happens so quickly.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, what was you going through? Are you all right? Hit the chat box, hit that, hit you on Twitter, and be like, I just need Jesus right now. So, and they'll go to their phone, like, if they have, like, a smartphone, it goes straight to their phone. So it's not like...
Yeah.
They'll find out like an hour later. No, it goes straight to their phone. Yeah. So
well, see, the funny thing about it is like Kai said in the beginning, basically she does some of her best writing when she's in thought or when she's feeling something. Then all of her inner self comes out, and it could be on anything. It could be, you know, she crying over the kids or, you know, it could be a good TV show. She could be upset with me, deeply in love with me, you know, just in one of her modes, and she does her best writing. So when it came to those moments where she was doing her writing and she was angry, she had some masterpieces she wrote. But at the same time, it's like, wow, you put me on blast. But you don't want to hide the fact that that skill is there. And she just went above and beyond. She really knows how to relate her feelings to a piece of paper, you know, or whether, I mean, as far as putting it down, period, whether it be on the keyboard or not, the woman knows how to relay her feelings down into those words for people to read. So it was kind of a twist. It's like, should I let her, should I not, you know? In the grand scheme of things, it's like, I'm sorry, I don't want to use the phrase, should I let her? But, I mean, it should have been more like,
I was going to wait till you got done speaking. I didn't want to cut you off. I was just like, that's the one you got to sleep next to tonight.
No,
so,
but it was more like, do you say, you know, do I say anything about this? Because, I mean, she's doing good work, but, you know. So I know most of the time I did because I had to feel some type of way. Not about the poem because it was what she said, is what she felt. And I read it and I had to agree it was a masterpiece, you know, but at the same time it's like, okay, well you put me on blast in front of everybody. So it's like, what do I do with that one? So I would mention it, but yeah, when it comes down to it, you know, it takes a lot to put those feelings when you're writing poems, put them down so that people can relate to them. When you get, you know, people coming at you telling you, oh, my goodness, that was good. I can relate, girl. I was just thinking that last week. Or, brother, you just said it all. You know, it makes you feel good because you know.
Yeah, it does.
You just touched somebody with something that you came out. Now, I'm different from Kai. I do write well under stress or pressure or when I'm super happy. But normally, all I need is an idea. It doesn't matter what I'm thinking or if I'm going through something or not. If I get an idea, it could be about a clown, and next thing you know, I'm writing. I put down what comes to mind. I write off the top, and I just keep it going. But
I'll definitely do that as well. Definitely.
Yeah. But I'm trying to keep up with her. You know.
Now, DJ, is your book available right now?
It's not available yet. It will be available late May. Probably like May 24th-ish. I don't want to give a solid date, but definitely late May. I will say that, late May. And definitely as soon as the book gets out, and even when the book is in print, when they say, okay, we're in print, I will change my profile pic on Facebook and Twitter to the cover of my book. A lot of people, you know, haven't seen the new cover. They haven't seen the new cover. You guys seen the new cover, but have not seen the new cover of the book, which is an exciting thing. I'm glad to say to my publicist, definitely suggested that I go and have the cover redone. I definitely want to give a shout out to her, Jada Russell. So definitely, it was definitely a right move to make.
Now, why don't you...
And Danielle as well. My other publicist, let me say that again. Oh, Danielle, yeah. And Jada Russell. Go ahead.
I know you got some more poems for us, so let's hear another one so, you know, we can get these people ready and intrigued and sitting on the edge of their seat, ready for the book when it comes out.
Okay. This is a poem that I wrote. Really, it's geared toward women empowerment. I know women go through a lot of things, and I felt like by me being raised around women, because I grew up in a dancing school, doing that since I was like 4, so I grew up, of course, around like a lot of women from the age of 4 to the age of like 80 and everything in the middle. So you can just imagine the conversations of, you know, my boyfriend did this or my husband did that or whatever in the middle. And it was just, I guess that's the reason why I can understand women, I guess, a little bit better, I guess, than the average gentleman, because I grew up around women, you know, and definitely felt and reached out to them. So this poem is called Getting Ready for a Day in Life. Smell the scent of support from the candle of inspiration. Bathe yourself in love. Then dry yourself off with a towel of companionship. Brush your teeth with that toothpaste of sin. Then when you spit out, no sinful words will come out of your mouth. Breathe in God's loving language called poetry. Then smile and know that you're going to have a good day. Put on a lotion of truth. Bless your underarms with youth. Spray your hair with the hairspray of real. Then spray yourself with that perfume of passion. Put on the shoes of wisdom. Put on your twin jewelry, love and independence. Then look into the mirror of truth. Put on your coat of faith. Inhale love. Exhale hate. Walk in the footprints of Jesus. Recite the golden rule 3 times. Look into the light of acceptance. Remember the Father of Fathers. Remember the teachings of his Son. Remember the lessons taught by wise men and women, past and present. Remember you are baptized in all of God's power. Remember you're a child of God. I believe now you're ready for a day in life.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Now, give me. You know what I want though. I need something super deep now. I need something that in the love field. I need you to play love MD and like throw something at me that just totally expresses love.
Totally expresses love.
Something that'll touch. Give me something for the ladies. Something that'll impress the lady. Let's see what's up.
I got two pieces for you since you want to do it like that. I'm gonna give you a small dosage.
Like
and then okay, I'm gonna hit you go. Over here. Okay.
Okay. Hit me over here. Come on.
All right. This is a small piece, it's called Special. It's for that special someone
okay.
that I was speaking about earlier. When someone is special to you, your number one job is to make sure that person feels loved. You want to keep that person as long as possible. When she is sick, you stay by her side until she gets better. When she gets worried, you comfort her. When she feels no one is by her side, you are there. When she is weak, you are strong for the both of you. It's because she's someone special.
Okay. All right.
Wow. All right. See, short and sweet and right to the point.
Right to the point. I was about to say, see, that's why we together, because we think the same. Okay.
Okay. I got another one. Say something. Got another one.
Okay.
That was just the topic, because you wanted something to hit over the head. Okay. Here we go.
Well, you said you was going to hit me over the head, so I want that. I'm waiting. I got my helmet on. Let's go.
Okay. Scott, you are beauty at its finest degree. You are love with the arc of a heart. You are skies with smiley faces. You are happiness around the corner. You are a memory with an angel scent. You are a bird that soars alone with the wings of independence. You are a hard-working young queen who knows her place in my life. You are an image of an ocean that mirrors a climax of light. You are the calm breeze in the spring that flicks your head back in the morning. You are breaths of expressions through lyrical poets' breath enabling me to create art. You are heartbeats of comfort when the world is frozen in its boring utopia called life. You are a flicking flower fly that speaks to the moon. You are a butterfly that redesigns the sky with originality. You are a speech that makes a difference in silence. You are my wife.
Wow.
See, here we go. Here we go. Oh, shoot. Oh,
my goodness. All right. DJ.
That was nice. That was nice. See, that was nice.
Thank you.
You gonna knock us? You just knocked me over the head. Now I gotta try to. Now I gotta try to pull a rabbit out the hat. See, now I gotta pull a rabbit out the hat. It's all good. You drive me. This is why I love you, man. You drive me to perfection. You're driving me to be that perfect one. Now I gotta come up with something that's gonna blow a hole in the underground. I'm gonna come with it. I'm gonna see to that. Matter of fact, next week I'm gonna try to see what I can do.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw. Matter of fact, babe, we're both gonna throw out poems next week.
Okay, I told you today we gotta get back to it.
We gotta get back.
Our poems. We used to start our show off with one of our poems, and we stopped doing it because we just had so many topics that we were discussing that we needed to get to the topics. We didn't have time to waste them extra minutes doing our poem and, plus the music, plus our, little intro and stuff like that. So it's like, nope, we're going to cut the poem out for a couple of weeks. But, yeah, we need to get back because we don't want to get rusty.
Yeah, we really don't. And I'm still, I keep writing. But, I at least slipped away from it. That was your thing in the beginning anyway, babe. So it's all good. It's all good. I thank you for that motivation, though, DJ. I really do. I thank you for that motivation. Because that, it's good to hear, a brother getting up and doing his thing. A lot of, women are good at showing their feelings. Most women are good at expressing themselves, especially when they're mad. But, they can express themselves, so.
Yeah.
It's good to have a man that can, good that the men folk are stepping up and doing what they got to do.
A man can express himself to a woman with no problem, because that's what a man does. A man can express himself to his woman and, no holds barred. And if that's truly his woman or not, she understands and consults the fact that he's expressing himself, just like he should respect when she's expressing herself. It may not be exactly what you want to hear, but look at it here. She can either be expressing herself to you or someone else. You pick.
There you go.
You got it. I got a little quiet.
We need,
It seemed like y'all got popcorn. Y'all got popcorn over there?
But, you know, I mean, we lost our, we've lost our men singers that used to sing to us women and, you know, tell us how much they loved us and tell us how wonderful we were. And, you know, now the music is, you know, just talking about how much they want to get us into bed, you know. So, you know, we need that. We need those poetic lines back, you know, from our men. We need that back.
Well, definitely. You guys need to definitely get the book, and that'll start back up. I definitely am looking into writing into lyrics. I'm working on writing on a play right now. So definitely it should be coming out in the summer or whatnot. So I don't know, I guess before we close, I got another piece to that special someone if we had the time to close out. It's called The Perfect Woman. So just let me know.
Go ahead.
Okay, say that special someone. It's called The Perfect Woman. She is the one you talk to when the family's having problems. You can't stop talking about it. She stays with you when things seem rough. Words of encouragement flow through her mouth until a smile appears upon your face as quick as a worried face. She isn't trying to stab you in the back. She just simply embraces you in her sweet love and grace, an unknown angel. You call her angel, forgetting her first and last name. She comforts you when you feel lonely. It must have been that breeze of love that guided me to you. I'm glad it did. You're the one I've longed for.
Wow.
Wow. Stop taking my words.
showing them the love, DJ. Showing them the love. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We want to thank everybody for coming out and supporting those who did, those who couldn't and wanted to. May God bless you. It's been an experience for me. It's been a motivator. Because, you know, now I'm ready to get out the I'm ready to get off of the show and write a poem or two. But, you know, and maybe show my woman, you know, show her some love. But I want to thank
you. Now, we got American Idol tonight, babe.
Oh,
we got to go
do.
Eat. And then we got American Idol tonight.
but we got time, babe. We got an
yes,
hour.
We got so we want to make, you know, like babe said, we want to make sure we thank everybody. You know, we got all the way from Massachusetts calling in, you know, all the way down south calling in the chat room and stuff. We really, really appreciate you guys.
Yes.
Next Monday, we have another author on. Our first, well, not actually our first, because Raheem was our first thriller, so we'll say our second thriller book author. And I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to mess it up, but she will be on Monday, so make sure you guys come back on Monday. Check out DJ on Facebook. He's on Twitter, so make sure you guys look for him. Friend him up on Facebook, and then, you know, you can get his Twitter information and everything. Or, DJ, you got about a minute. Go ahead and give out your Twitter and your...
Well, if you go through, basically, I'm going to give you an email on Facebook. It's Middle Soul, MiddleSoul, 1986@Yahoo.com. I had my account recently hacked into, so that's set up. That's my latest account. You can definitely hit me on there. I'll definitely help you in any way that I can as far as with getting a book together, being published, whatever. Twitter.com/MiddleSoul, MiddleSoul. And I will follow you back. I do talk back to the people that follow me. If they, you know, hit me in a mention or put my name, I definitely respond back because I'm on Twitter and Facebook 24/7.
Awesome. Yes, that's me too. But that's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother show.
On it too.
Twitter versus Facebook.
I am working
stay
on that
odd,
show. Oh,
odd.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Sharon, she's coming up the end of this month, April 25th. Sharon Fox will be on. She's in, you know, thank you for all for your support as well. She's in the chat room. Jeff, my baby's boy, thank you for tuning in. You know, we love you guys. We thank you for your support. Blog Talk Radio, thank you for the non-notification of your new site. But, you know, everyone was able to get on, so I guess that's all that matters. Be blessed. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. Stay happy. Stay, you know, go for your goals, as we always tell you guys. And we will see you on Monday.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Good
thank
night.
Thank you all who tuned in.
You're God welcome. Bless. Thank you, DJ.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.